VOA News. President Trump has issued a strong warning to Iran. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's warned Tehran in all caps to never ever threaten the U.S. again, saying it'll suffer consequences like few nations ever have. Iran's leader had earlier said America should understand war with his nation is the mother of all wars. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders told Fox and Friends the president won't tolerate Tehran's rhetoric.
The only person that is inciting anything is Iran.
Earlier in the day at the Reagan Library, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blasted Iran's Ayatollahs as hypocritical holy men who collect money while their people suffer.
They seem more concerned with riches than religion.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
On Monday afternoon, President Trump told a reporter that he is, quote, not at all worried that his tweet from Sunday will provoke Iran. Mr. Trump is said to be considering taking away the security clearances of six former top intelligence and law enforcement officials because of their criticism of the president. They include former CIA Chief John Brennan and ex-FBI Director James Comey. The White House accuses the former officials of politicizing and making money from their public service. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday that making baseless accusations of an improper relationship with Russia is inappropriate. Mr. Trump also said Monday that contrary to media reports, he is, quote, very happy with the pace of ongoing negotiations with North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. On Twitter, he criticized what he called the fake news. He said, wrong. I'm very happy. This is VOA News. Police in Toronto, Canada, continue to seek video and photos from people and businesses in the area where a man armed with a handgun killed two people and shot 13 others on Sunday night. The shooting happened in the city's Greektown neighborhood. Two dead were an 18-year-old woman and a 10-year-old girl. The attack ended when the 29-year-old shooter, who's been identified as Faisal Hussein of Toronto, died in an exchange of gunfire with police. Toronto City Councillor Mary Fragadakis found it hard to express her feelings about the shooting, which happened in the area where that she represents on the council.
This is so heartbreaking. The victims and their loved ones are in my thoughts and prayers. You cannot imagine what they are going through. The pain, the loss.
Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random. He said he has not ruled out terrorism. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission said Monday that all votes cast during the July 30th general election will count and will be secret. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from Harare.
The main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, said it would embark on mass demonstrations Tuesday should the commission fail to meet MDC demands to ensure that every vote counts. The MDC says the Electoral Commission is trying to rig the vote for the ruling ZANU-PF party, just as it allegedly did for the party during the rule of former President Robert Mugabe. MDC and commission officials are expected to meet Tuesday to discuss the presidential ballot, which the opposition says was designed by the electoral panel to give an unfair advantage to President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
After years of political and economic instability scared tourists away from Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe's removal from the presidency at the end of 2017 is said to have revived the tourism industry almost overnight. The Italian ambassador to Libya, Giuseppe Perrone, visited the new reception center of Ain Zara for illegal immigrants in Tripoli, Libya. In South Africa, the Police Portfolio Committee has warned that taxi violence has reached crisis levels following an ambush on Saturday night where 11 taxi drivers were killed and four others were critically wounded when gunmen opened fire on their minibus. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.